Random House Audio presents After You by Julie Buxbaum. Read for you by Amber Seeley. Part 1.
You are going to be sent home, Basil said to her, at the end of the week, and we're glad of it.
I'm glad of it too, answered Mary. Where is home? The Secret Garden. Chapter 1. Let's pretend that things are different. That in the last couple of days, I haven't become the kind of person who resorts to wishing on eyelashes, first stars of the night, and the ridiculous 11:11, both a.m. and p.m., in earnest and with my eyes closed. That Lucy and her family haven't transformed into tabloid stars, with a full picture on the cover of the Daily Mail with the headline Notting Hill Murdergate and the lead story on the BBC Evening News. Let's pretend that I am home, on the right side of the Atlantic, the one where I understand the English language, and that tomorrow will be just like early last week, or the week before that one, when the days were indistinguishable. That it's not necessary to resort to memories, to a time before, when I think of Lucy. How about this? Let's just pretend that Lucy is not dead. That she will not continue to be dead now, even though that's what that means, dead. Want some more? I ask Sophie, Lucy's 8-year-old daughter, but she seems uninterested in the elaborate bowl of ice cream I've doused with concentric circles of whipped cream. She sits with her knees drawn to her chest and her arms wrapped around them.